First of all, Adrian, there's people who probably don't know a whole lot about you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do and where you're from.
I'm from Switzerland, based in Zurich, 45 years old. I'm an agricultural engineer. After the studies, I've been working in different jobs in agriculture. Last job was in dairy paper in Switzerland, and then I changed about 11 years ago. I changed to a daily called Neue Zürcher Zeitung, where I'm now the deputy chef of the news desk.
Well, that's a good, interesting way to put it. But you are still keeping in touch with your agricultural passion, as I understand it. You have your own blog. You're on Twitter. We know you there as AgroBlogger. Tell me just what are some of the things or reasons that keep you doing that, and what kind of value do you see personally?
As you said, agriculture is one of my few passions. I started as a boy, and as I'm not working inside agriculture anymore, the blog, my agro blog, is one way to stay in touch with agriculture. I'm also the president of the Swiss Agricultural Journalists still, although I'm not an ag journalist anymore. So the blogging gives me not only a possibility to like express myself, but also to stay in touch with agriculture, in a sense that I keep myself updated, you know, in the main political issues, or try to at least. And that's and one other reason why I'm blogging is probably because I live in the city. I have a green heart. And I try to kind of explain the people in the city how agriculture works. And I try to explain to country people who also read my blog what the people in the city think, the consumers, you know. So that's maybe kind of a bridge function also.
Well, I think I applaud you for that. Here in the United States, we've kind of got a little bit of a movement going. We call what you're doing advocating, being an advocate for agriculture to kind of help people who maybe are removed from the farm better understand where their food comes from. And in that dialogue, if you will, using social media, blogging, and all the social networks, learn more about what the questions are that city people have about the farm. So besides that, you know, when it comes to the work that you are doing, you said you're not necessarily agricultural journalism right now. But do you see some value there still for the folks you work for?
Oh, yeah, I do have. I do think that there is some value because doing my blogging in the new media, it's on one hand I can bring inputs from agriculture to my paper. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I do a kind of on-the-job or on-the-hobby education on new media. And I think it's really important to have more knowledge about new media, even in old. Our paper is 232 years old, so we still have to stay modern because we lose readers on paper and we gain readers on the online site. So it's important that there is know-how, and I'm kind of educating myself to a multi-purpose journalist. That's one of the reasons why I'm blogging too, and I think can help the paper.
So that basically is essentially adding value to you for your employer. That enhances your, hopefully, might show up on the in the paycheck, too, at some point, I hope. But I guess for the agricultural journalists that are coming here for this Congress this year, anything you might say to them if they're thinking, should I get involved in this social media stuff? What would be kind of like one little takeaway you'd want them to have?
I can just recommend to do it. It's really easy to start up a blog. You've done it in 10 minutes. You can become a media per yourself and express some of your views. And that's a really rewarding thing also because you get into communication with a lot of people that are also reacting. The longer you are doing it, the more reactions you will have. But you also have to say it's not just... it's also some work to do, you know, and when you're doing it non-profit like me, it's also, you have to be, it has to be a pleasure. But like, as I said, for me, it's a pleasure because it's agriculture and I can advocate. I like that word.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Adrian. It's great to see you here. Finally getting back to a Congress myself. It's been a couple years. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.